the Damon Runyon Theatre Hour. Damon Runyon is acknowledged as one of the great writers to come out of 20th century America. Runyon's short stories are almost always told in the first person by a narrator who is never named and whose role is unclear. He knows many gangsters and has no job that can be gleaned from his musings, nor does he admit to any criminal involvement. He is a bystander, an observer, an average street corner Joe. Runyon described himself as being known to one and all as a guy who is just around. That line seems to say a lot about Runyon and his life. It was like you were with him on some street corner hustle or some shady dive, and he was filling you in on all the angles, all the gossip, all of life. He was who so many people wanted to be with, or so many people wanted to be. Of course, the cliche about newspaper men and writers is that they are heavy drinkers, chain smokers, gamblers, and obsessively chase women with a sideline in the gathering of stories and facts, and actually getting something written just before the deadline hits. That seems like Damon Runyon and his life summed up in one sentence. His stories became legendary ways of looking that bit differently at America, of soaking up the atmosphere of a glamorous and rip-roaring age and distilling it into black and white type, or in our case, the Damon Runyon Theatre Hour. Here's our first story.
The Damon Runyon Theater. Once again, the Damon Runyon Theater brings you another story by the master storyteller, Damon Runyon. And this one, The Touching for a Pal. And to tell it to you, here is Broadway.
Thanks. It is just the other night that I am sitting in Mindy's when who comes in but little Joey. Little Joey is all by himself, which is more than somewhat strange. The reason for the strangeness is because he is pals with Blind Benny. I ask little Joey why he is not with Blind Benny, and he tells me a story that at first I do not believe. But it turns out later that Joey is telling nothing but the truth, and I will tell you the story in a minute.
You think that's lightning, huh? No, that's just your old pal, Two-Tud Baker, the Crosley Music Maker. We're trying to attract a little attention for Crosley. See Crosley, see it today, buy Crosley, do it today. That's the Crosley Freezer you'll adore. Nothing like it ever before.
For a pal.
Like I say, I am sitting one night in Mindy's when I look up and see little Joey standing by my table. Now, maybe I better fill you in on the background so you will see just what this story means to little Joey and Blind Benny. Blind Benny is blind, and little Joey is his pal. They go every place together. In fact, there is never a time when anybody sees Benny that little Joey is not leading him around, telling him things, explaining this and that to Benny. And this is for 15 years. Then suddenly they are not seen around together anymore. And this occasions more than a little wonder. And the story why, as Joey tells me the other night in Mindy's, is as follows.
Sure, Broadway. Lots of people wondered why me and Benny split. But there ain't nobody knows why. There ain't nobody but Benny and me knows what happened one night on the Staten Island ferry.
On the ferry? What do you mean, Joey?
Well, it didn't start that night exactly, Broadway. No, it started one night when Benny and me were standing on the corner of Broadway and 52nd. I am just about ready to lead Benny across the street when Eddie Jacobs, the ticket agent, comes up to us.
Hiya, Joey. Hello there, Benny.
Who's that? Eddie?
Yeah, Benny. It's Eddie Jacobs.
Oh, hi, Eddie.
Tip top. Say, what are you two guys doing tonight?
Just moseying around. Why?
Tell you what. I got a couple of ducats to a new plate.